Welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tokini. We appreciate you joining us for another great show. And this is the Dr. Ken Blanchard series. Doctor, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. It's good to be with you, Rick.
Nice to have you back on again. Yeah. And today we're going to be starting the series where I give you a famous quote that I think you said. May have been somebody else. But we're going to start with this quote, and I want you to just give your reaction to it. And hopefully within our 10 minutes with you, we'll be able to get through at least four or five. The first one is, look at life from a significance perspective versus success.
Well, I think, Rick, when people look at life's success, they're looking at their output, their productivity, their results. And significance is about what difference are you making in other people's lives. And I think that the really great leaders are people who realize that they're here to serve rather than be served. And that's where the significance comes in, where people are just in success. They're pushing and shoving for more money, for more power, more whatever, more sales. And people in significance are saying, I wonder where else I could help.
This next question is, if you win the rat race, you are still a rat.
Yeah, I actually heard that originally from Lily Tomlin, the great Hollywood philosopher. She said the problem of the rat race is even if you win it, you're still a rat. And I think a lot of times people have made their life a rat race, you know, because they get up in the morning and the alarm goes off. And my friend John Ortberg, he said, why don't we call that the opportunity clock, or it's going to be great. No alarm! And see, we have two selves, Rick. We have a task-oriented self, and we have a thoughtful, reflective self. And when the alarm goes off, we jump into our task-oriented self, and now we're running around doing things, you know, and we get ourselves caught in that rat race, and we even get home at night, and we're too tired to say, you know, I love you to somebody who's important in your life. The next day you're off again, you know. And so one of the ways that I have found that really makes a difference to stop that is to enter your day more slowly, is to when you get up, rather than jumping your task oriented, spend 10 minutes or so, you know, maybe in prayer and to think about your day, how would I like to be today and all that kind of thing. And so just do that. And then at the end of the day, you know, I never was much of a journal writer, but a friend of mine said, Blanchard, you've influenced me even there, he said, because I've decided at the end of the day, I would write a journal that said, praisings, what did I do today that's consistent with who I wanted to be? And then redirections, what did I do today that I wish I had an instant replay and all. So I think it's that whole thing about a life worth living is one that's kind of purposeful and well thought out, not just a stimulus response game that gets you into the rat race.
Thank you for that. This next one really hits home for me. Be a bearer of hope.
Yes, I think what we got to continually get people to believe is that life is really a very special occasion. And we need people to learn from the past, but not live there. And we need them to plan for the future, but not necessarily live there, but live in the present in a hopeful mindset that if I really be the best that I can possibly be today, then I'm going to make a difference in people's lives. And hope is an exciting thing, is to realize that if I bring good into people's lives, that might give them peace. I always think of hope, peace, and love together. That's from the Bible, too. And they're three pretty good words. And hope kind of drives those other two.
Indeed it is. This one's about leadership. Implanting change is with people, not at people.
Yes, I think that really effective leaders think it's not about them. It's about, you know, they got all the brains in their office, you know, so it's not about, you know, you listen to me, I got all the answers. It's how can we together make a difference? How can we work together? Because my job is to help you win and accomplish your goals. And my job is, if you accomplish your goals, how does that help our organization? So that we have a win-win-win situation.
Indeed. I'll end on a fun one about golf, because I know you're an avid golfer. When I step into a sand trap, I go, I'm a great sand trap player.
Yeah. Well, that's all about your positive attitude, you know, because if you say, oh, shit, I'm in a sand trap, you know, and you go, your body language and everything says, where if you say, whew, sand trap, I'm one of the greatest sand trap players in the country, let me at it, you know, and you'll walk into the sand trap, you know, with a whole different attitude. Now, we have to teach you how to hit it out of the sand.
Right.
So it's not about there isn't a skill piece. But Tony Robbins, I learned, says, you know, there's three things. You know, one is to, you know, what do you want to accomplish and what's the attitude you're going to do? And then, boom, how do you go at it with your body language and everything? And so you just want to make sure that this is not a trap. It's an opportunity.
There you go. My best friend from 1962 would tell me, you know why you're so good at it? Because you're in there all the time.
Practice does make perfect.
It does. I know that at one point you had an individual by the name of Pat who was over 90 years old on your board of directors. I want to know about what Pat taught you, especially about how to manage and lead during tough times.
Well, Pat was pretty amazing. He finally died at 98, 99, and he was our best board member. He did all the reading and all that kind of thing. And he felt that that your main role as a leader is to set direction so that everybody knows where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish. And then get out of the way and cheer them on and help them get there. You know, it's not about you. It's about them. And he was just an amazing human being and just so positive. He had this little sports car that he drove, you know. And the last time he took his license, it said it was going to be good until he was 102.
That's great.
Pat Hyman, what a wonderful guy.
Here's to Pat. What a fantastic leader. This is a question that I may save for later on, but what the heck. What is the difference between trust and respect?
Oh, I think respect is that you really want my opinion and you want me to be part of the thing. And trust is all about, can I count on what you say? If you say you're going to do this, can I count on you? It's that's tied into, I think, integrity. My dad used to say to me, when all is said and done, the number one thing you have in life is your integrity. Can people trust your word?
Wow. Those are profound words. That truly resonates with me. You've known the co-founder of Success Made to Last for decades. I've only known him since about 2011. And one of the things that strikes me about Tim Moore is that he's a strategist. The question for you today is, should we be teaching strategy in middle and high school?
Well, I think strategy is really interesting, but you want to remember what Peter Drucker said, is that culture eats strategy for lunch, you know, and I think strategy is important, but the big thing is what kind of an organization do you want to create that implements your strategy? So I don't think about strategy separate from culture. And so I first want to make sure that people know that this is an organization where people will be respected, they will be trusted, they will be involved and all. And now here's the strategy we're thinking, here's the direction, and we need your help. It's about we orientation, not me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. And to that end, I would say if there were a top five quotes that are – my favorite that I have grossly overused from you, it's this one. None of us is as smart as all of us.
Yeah, that's really important. Two of my founding associates, Don Carew and Eunice Parisi Carew and all, we did a lot of work on building teams. And that just became so clear, is that a team of people can outperform an individual any single time if that team is created as a high performing team where everybody feels that they're involved and they're important and they know where they're going. And so And none of us is as smart as all of us. And 1 + 1 is a lot more than 2 if you're really working as a team.
That's right. Exactly. Final question for you today, and I'll start with a comment. I read a statistic recently that said that 40% of all millennials are without a personal mentor. Since reading that, I've tried to validate that with maybe 100 millennials that I've attempted to meet, and they said, oh, I have a mentor. Its name is Google, and I can go there for any answer I need. And before I abruptly say something that I'll be sorry for, I try to further understand what is their understanding of a mentor and what they can do for you. So my question for you today is, what advice would you give to our young listeners that do not have a mentor that truly need a personal board of advisors?
Well, I think the important thing about a mentor is not just finding information. You know, you might as well go to a class or go to the internet and all. A mentor is about a process of interaction between you and them, and the result is what we talked about earlier. 1 + 1 is a lot greater than 2.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have a mutual mentoring relationship, we're both going to learn a lot, because we're thinking about, what do you want to accomplish? How can I help you get there? And here's some of my thoughts, and what are your thoughts as I share with you? And so it's a process and an interaction, not a, let's just gather information, because, go to the internet for information.
That's right.
Go to human beings to learn.
You got it. And I remember from a show that you did with Tim Moore, you were talking about that mentoring goes both ways. And for those of you that are not mentors, you will be surprised in this reciprocation process. There will be reverse mentoring that takes place. I can promise you that you will learn something from the art and act of mentoring.
That's right. And I think parents would be a lot better with their kids if they realize it's a mutual learning process. This is not us growing these kids up. The kids grow us up.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, Doctor, thank you again for another great show. Look forward to the next one. We appreciate Dr. Ken Blanchard on our Success Made to Last series, and we want to make sure that you listen to all of Dr. Blanchard's shows, so go to successmadetolast.com. We're also going to be featuring some of his greatest books, even though we could probably put all 50 or 60 or 65 of them on our website, but we will feature those, and there'll be special commentary from Tim Moore about each of those books as well. Until next time, I'm Rick Tocchini. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to our next show. Have a great week. So thanks to our sponsor, Edward Jones. They are our trusted financial advisor, and Edward Jones has been instrumental in helping us pivot our lives built around health, happiness, travel, and adding value to other people's lives. You can contact our advisor, Serban Marasini, by emailing him at serban.marasine@edwardjones.com. And thanks again to their sponsorship of this program. And thanks to our sponsor, Gracefully Yours Greeting Cards, and their hilarious Church Kitchen Lady cards. Church Kitchen Ladies are a bunch of maybe 20 million volunteers across the United States that work in 300,000 churches, and they say stuff like, mind your own biscuits and life will be gravy. They also say, crunch tacos, not abs. And psst, you're crazy is showing, you might want to tuck that back in. And one of our favorites is, life is short, lick the bowl. If you want to find out more about the wonderful Church Kitchen Ladies and join their roundtable, go to gracefully-yours.com today and find out about Church Kitchen Ladies and purchase all the rest of the fine Gracefully Yours greeting cards.